You're listening to the WHO podcast, and my name is Veronica Rima. As we mark World Cancer Day on the 4th of February, this episode focuses on cancer prevention. Each year, over 12 million people are diagnosed with cancer. Cancer kills more people than AIDS, malaria, and TB combined, and the death toll is set to rise dramatically in the coming decades. Two-thirds of cancer-related deaths occur in countries where resources available for cancer control and services are limited or non-existent. But the good news is that approximately 2 out of 5 cancers are potentially preventable. The World Cancer Declaration has set out targets to stop and reverse current trends. Mr. Carrie Adams, Chief Executive Officer of the International Union Against Cancer, explains.
One of those targets, Target 3, is about prevention, the things that we can all do which will limit the chances of us getting cancer in due course. So, for example, stop tobacco use, limit alcohol consumption, avoid excessive sun exposure, maintain a healthy weight, and, of course, protect against cancer-causing infections.
Dr. Chris Wild, Director of the International Agency for Research on Cancer, tells us why prevention is critical, especially in regions of the world which have the least capacity to treat these diseases, as they have the least developed clinical services.
The example of Africa, where we currently have 500,000 new cases of cancer each year, we have fairly precise estimates that in the next 30 to 40 years, there will be 3 to 4 times as many cancers in that part of the world. And it's very difficult to envisage treatment being able to respond to that challenge, whereas prevention will be a much better approach to reduce the burden of disease.
1/5 of all cancers worldwide are caused by a chronic infection. Some examples are human papillomavirus, also known as HPV, which causes cancer of the cervix, hepatitis B virus, HBV, which causes liver cancer, and Helicobacter pylori, causing stomach cancers. Professor Harald Suhausen, a German virologist researching cancer of the cervix, discovered the role of papillomaviruses, for which he received the Nobel Prize in 2008.
Well, HPV is clearly a causative agent of cancer of the cervix, and in addition, there's good reason to suspect that it also causes parts of oropharyngeal cancer, of the throat and in particular of the tonsils, and it is also involved in other anal genital cancers, in particular in anal cancer.
Cancer is one of several non-communicable diseases which affects millions of people and causes lifelong illness. WHO and its partners have developed an action plan to prevent these diseases from occurring and to help those already affected to cope. Dr. Ala Alwan is WHO's Assistant Director General for the Non-Communicable Diseases and Mental Health Department.
The global strategy for the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases has 3 key priorities. One is to map and monitor non-communicable diseases, which are, in addition to cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and chronic lung disease. And 2 is to reduce the exposure to the risk factors, and these are tobacco and healthy diet, physical inactivity, and the harmful use of alcohol. And 3rdly is to strengthen healthcare services for people with cancer and other non-communicable diseases. The action plan is being implemented by all countries, and so achievements in the prevention and control of cancer and non-communicable diseases will have a major positive impact.
That's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. If you would like further information about World Cancer Day or the WHO action plan, please see the links on the transcript page of this podcast. For the World Health Organization, this is Veronica Rima in Geneva.